Welcome to Tri-Town Advice Givers Podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing the Tri-Town and surrounding area residents the best advice from our brightest minds. My name is Mark Borst, your host, and today we are at the Tri-Town Advice Givers Studio in St. John, Indiana, talking with Kevin Templeman of Region Ware. Let's get started. All right. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
And to start, let's go ahead and just tell me about who you are. Not really in the business yet, but just who you are.
Okay. Well, so I grew up here in Northwest Indiana. Went to school down in Muncie at Ball State for architecture. Now I'm an architect. That's my, you know, my profession. That's what I do during the day for most of the week. So, yeah, what else is there?
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
So just jump right into Region Ware. Tell us when you started, what it's all about.
Let's see. I think I started it, I kind of say, end of 2015. You know, I kind of had this idea floating around in my head for a while of, you know, doing some cool graphic tees that were, you know, region-based, Northwest Indiana-based. And I, you know, messed around with some designs. And I think end of 2015 was when I printed the first shirts, kind of like, all right, let's make this thing happen. Yeah, so since then, just been, you know, it's kind of been growing since then.
So what, you said you had the idea floating around. Yeah. What was the spark for the idea? Like, how did all that come to fruition?
Well, so I've been, you know, when you travel around the Midwest, different states, different cities, I've been seeing a lot of, you know, you go to Chicago, you see a lot of, you know, 312, you see the Chicago flag everywhere. It kind of has this, you know, there's graphic representation that, you know, represents a city, represents a place. You go to Michigan, you know, you see mitten everywhere. You see lots of pride up in Michigan. And I noticed that was kind of missing here, you know. So I thought, you know, there's a lot of Indiana stuff. You go down to Indianapolis, there's a lot of stuff down there. But we're kind of a, you know, unique little corner of the state here. We're not really Indiana or, you know, kind of Chicago. We're a little bit of everything. So I thought, right, you know, we needed, you know, something to represent our unique corner up here.
I always, if people don't know where Northwest Indiana is, I always say we're the redheaded stepchild to Chicago.
You know, and that's always kind of been the perception. That's been our identity. And, you know, I think, you know, for a while, you know, I went to Ball State, and that was the first time I, you know, tell people where you're from. Well, you know, Northwest Indiana, Munster. They go, oh, you're from the region. It's like, yeah, I get, that's it. So
the region rat.
Yeah, you know, and the rat's been thrown around. But yeah, it's always kind of been, like you said, the redheaded stepchild. Like, but I think we're starting to kind of embrace that, you know, that kind of identity and sort of being a, you know, this kind of blend of different, you know, we're kind of Chicago, kind of Indiana. We got a little bit coming from all over. So we're kind of starting to embrace that identity, I think.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Illinois. I don't know how much we want to be associated with Illinois, but
right. Well, and we're getting, you know, we're getting a lot of people coming over this way from Illinois.
Definitely.
You know, so yeah.
So you just mentioned lifestyle brand.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Define what a lifestyle brand is.
Oh man, see that, and that's something I'm still kind of working on myself. You know, okay, as this thing grows a little bit, trying to figure out what it is. To me, what I'm going for is, you know, the region, we have this really kind of rich culture, kind of rooted in blue collar, you know, blue collar, values and, you know, kind of that hardworking work ethic. So that's kind of where the roots are. And I think we're going to a place that's more, you know, there's a lot of creative people here in the region. There's a lot of, kind of people starting up their new, you know, their own thing. And so I think Region Ware is kind of this unique blend of, like, you know, heritage and where we came from, but also looking forward to, you know, where we're going and the new values. And it kind of ties all that together. So
okay,
as far as lifestyle brand, I think, you know, we want to stand for kind of that forward momentum and, like, getting behind all the really cool and really creative and interesting things that are happening in the region right now, and we want to be a part of all that's going on. So,
okay, cool.
Yeah,
so you mentioned creative and you're an architect.
Mm-hmm.
Architect is very strict, very strict lines. So growing up, were you, did you have both of those mentalities? Because they're opposite ends of the spectrum.
Right, right. So architecture, yeah, it's very, you know, there's bursts of creativity, but then it somehow has to come to, you know, fruition through, you know, a very structured process. And I enjoy that, you know, but I also enjoy kind of the, you know, just the creative making things to see what happens kind of side of things. And Regionware kind of came out of that, you know, when, you know, for architecture, I learned all, you know, Photoshop and Illustrator and all the programs to, you know, draw on the computer. And that's how I kind of make my designs, is just through what I've learned, you know, through architecture. And Regionware is kind of my outlet to just, you know, make something, design something, put it out
with
there.
No limits.
Well, I don't know about no limits, but yeah, it's, you know, it's something that's, you know, when you're in architecture, you're always working for a client, and, you know, you're trying to help them realize their goals and realize their visions. And, you know, Regionware is something that's kind of, you know, it was my vision. So it's something right. that I can kind of feed and kind of drive, you know, with my own vision. So that's kind of neat.
So, being a full-time architect, how much time do you actually have to dedicate to this?
And the more we grow and the more it gets out there, it's been getting, you know, at first it was just kind of like, you know, a couple hours here and there. And now it's, you know, I'll come home at night and have to put in a couple hours to keep things going. And so it's been getting more difficult, but that's good. That's good. You know, it's getting out there. It's growing. I'm getting a lot of help from my family. They've been, you know, if I have to work late or something, they'll make a delivery or, you know, pick something up for me. So that's been really helpful.
Yeah, you definitely need a support staff.
Yeah, and that's what I've been finding. You know, it's as much as I would like to do everything, you know, all on my own, and I want to, you know, just, you know, do it all, but sometimes you can't.
So distribution, website only? Or,
well, so been starting, I got my, really got my start doing some of the markets around the area.
Okay.
Well, I guess I shouldn't say that. I started really on social media. So putting on Instagram, Facebook, got some interest that way. Then started doing some of the markets. So Hunt and Gather out in Crown Point, that was my first market. And then from there started doing Three Little Birds. We've done fetching a number of times. I think that's the best way, or that's the way that I've really gotten a lot of exposure, is just from
doing some of those. Yeah, people can touch it, feel it.
Yep. Yeah. They see it in person.
Right.
And then from there, you know, once people start seeing it, then I've got an Etsy shop that I've been working through, and mostly still working on a website, so that's going to be coming up here soon. But yeah, mostly it's people seeing it at, you know, some of these markets and events, and then... Yeah, like you said, you know, see it in person, feel it, touch it.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a big difference.
You mentioned Three Little Birds. I'm not familiar with that one. What is that one?
So that's a newer one. That one's mostly out in the Valparaiso area.
Okay.
We had a market out there at the Central Park, the Pavilion. That was a really great market. So I think those are the three that I've done so far. But we're always looking for new locations and...
Yeah.
New places to bring it. So
cool. Been doing it 2 years, give or take.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Year and a half, 2 years.
Yep.
So going back to the beginning when you first envisioned it, first of all, is it a lot different than you envisioned it? And second of all, would you do anything different all the way back to the beginning versus what you're doing now?
Oh man, that's a tough one. It's different. You know, it's funny because, like, you know, I just made a couple of shirts and, like, put them out there, and we're like, hey, if, you know, let's see if people like them, or if, you know, it will even catch on. I really didn't think about, you know, the business side of it. So, like, you know, it's more than making t-shirts. You got to be able to, you know, support this thing and run this thing, and just all the logistics that go into, you know, getting inventory and, you know, making deliveries and all, you know, different, you know, return policies and all that kind of stuff that, like, you know, I didn't even think about, I'm going to have to do that. So I've kind of been, you know, figuring it out as I go. You know, if I see that I need something or need to do something, I do it. I don't think I would have been able to, you know, figure out a whole business strategy beforehand. So I think kind of learning by doing is working for me. So.
Yeah, it's like a double-edged sword. If you take the time to figure it all out, mm-hmm. you'll never do it.
Well, yeah, and I'm definitely a planner where I'll plan and plan and plan and, you know, never actually get it off the ground. So I just kind of had to, like, put something out there and, you know, get the ball rolling.
So you said inventory. Are you bringing in blank shirts and printing them, or are you having someone else print them?
No, I have a printer. I have a couple different printers that I've been using in the area. So
okay.
Mostly I've been using Midwest Prints in Munster.
Okay.
So there's another young guy about my age. He just started a printing company, and I think he saw me. I was in one of the Northwest Indiana magazines. I can't think of what it was called now. But he saw me and contacted me, and we kind of started this working relationship where, you know, I'll send him new designs and get prints, and he can turn them around pretty quick. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so it's kind of been so good.
So do you stock an inventory of the different designs, or is it pretty much print on demand?
I try to keep an inventory. It's not a huge inventory right now, so if I get, you know, a big order, I usually have to you know, go print more. But yeah, I keep a small inventory on hand, just, you know, for the online sales, and I'll stock up before markets. And
I want to
grow that so that I can, you know, I'd really like to grow the online presence and, you know, keep the inventory stocked so that I can, you know,
so the order comes in and then goes out.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a weighing of the cost of the inventory versus the,
right.
And depending on how quick the turnaround is from the printer too, sometimes people can't even notice, like, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So lifestyle brand, I'm sure you're into podcasts and listening to all the guys talking about anybody in particular you listen to?
For podcasts?
Yeah. Or any of the lifestyle guys.
Oh man. As far as podcasts go, I've been listening to a lot of like, NPR, How I Built This, or the Startup Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are really, really cool. Just, you know, they all, you know, they talk to these people who are doing really neat things, and it seems like everybody kind of gets to this tipping point of, you know, you kind of test it out, and then all of a sudden it'll hit a point where, like, you got to go all in or just let it go. And yeah, it's really
the hockey stick.
Yeah.
So any big ahas as far as how to get that hockey stick from anything you've been listening to, or how to at least grow towards that growth?
Oh man, like I said, I'm kind of just been figuring it out as I go,
and
you know, things pop up and you got to deal with it, and you know, I still really haven't quite figured out like where I want to go with this either, so that's kind of interesting thing is you know, I'm just kind of letting it take me where it's going now. So,
yeah. So how many designs do you have at this point?
Let's see. I think I've got about 5 different t-shirt designs.
Okay.
We've got the 219, which is the first one that I did, and I think it's probably still the most popular. Then we've got one that has the state with, you know, kind of the region blocked out there.
Okay.
Got a Northwest Indiana and NWI design, and then one that says region. So to me, that kind of rounds out, you know, the identity of where we are here.
Okay.
So yeah, we've got the t-shirt designs, and want to start testing out a couple other products here too. We'd love to do some, you know, hats or sweatshirts, or, you know, start to branch out into some other products here too. So,
mm-hmm. Like hardware, like coffee mugs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
we looked
at, you know, and especially with all the great breweries and stuff around here doing beer glasses or, you know, something like that. So we're gonna start probably testing some new products here pretty quick.
Yeah, that's actually you hook up with one of the breweries, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many good ones around. Like,
if we have been inundated with them over the past few years. So outside of business, outside of your architecture job, what kind of stuff have you been doing for fun?
Well, let's see. I love to get outside when I can. you know, go up to the dunes and go hiking, ride my bike around a lot. Really enjoy photography. So, you know, there's a lot of great places to go around here and snap photos. And
could integrate that in with the region business, the photography.
Yeah. And I, you know, I've done a little bit where, you know, I'll, you know, find somebody who will wear a shirt or model a shirt for me and then go to, you know, Crown Point and take some pictures or something like that. So,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then get it out on all the socials.
Yep. Yep. Put it out on Instagram, Facebook, and yep.
Anything that you want to specifically talk about that I didn't ask you, or anything to add?
Let's see. I mean, I just think it's really, really interesting how, you know, I'm really interested in like regional identity and just that, you know, the identity of a place and, you know, where you're from. And, I think it's really cool how, you know, this part of Indiana here, we've always kind of had an identity. Like it's always sort of been there, you know, the region rat 2 and 9, you know, it's always kind of been underlying. And I think now it's just kind of starting to come up to the surface, which, you know, which is really cool. It's just cool to see, you know, people from this area start to embrace that a little bit and, you know, just really get behind it. And, you know, we want to show people where we're from and that we're proud of being from here. And, you know, it's really cool.
Our different time zone from the rest of Indiana.
Exactly. You know, yeah. It's all those little things like that, that, you know, used to make us kind of this weird part of the state. And, I think it's, you know, I think that all kind of feeds into our culture and our identity.
Yeah. So. And how old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay.
Yep.
So since you were in high school 10 years ago or so, do you think there's been a big mindset shift?
I kind of think so. I mean, just recently, it seems like there's been a lot of, you know, just small businesses popping up here that are doing neat things. And I you know, in high school we'd always kind of talk about being from the region, and I think we're just starting to realize like, oh, that does mean something,
right?
Yeah
And sometimes you don't get that sense until you leave. I'm not from the region but until you get outside of your original bubble,
right,
then you realize that,
right, exactly,
there might be something else there.
Exactly.
Cool. Anything else?
Oh man.
Nothing. Free reign here.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think that's all my points that I wanted to hit. So,
okay. So, best way to get a hold of you?
Best way would be, Instagram, Facebook are both Regionware. The Etsy shop, you know, Etsy, just search for Regionware. Okay. That's probably the best way to do it. Email me at kevin.templeman@gmail.com. So
so once people have your product, any hashtags you've been using to?
Hashtag Regionware, you know, or tag us at Regionware. Okay. We've been using hashtag Region Proud quite a bit. That's another one of our shirts that we've got, the Region Proud design.
Okay.
That's a movement kind of been seeing a lot. You know, there's a column in the Times now about Region Proud. And
oh, that's cool.
I think that's, people seem to get behind that one quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, so that's a good one.
Pop something into my head. Like, do you see a difference of people up in Whiting right on the Chicago border versus Lowell, which is far away from Chicago?
Yeah.
Is there a difference in that whole aspect of it?
You know, I think it's kind of interesting because, like, you know, the historic, you know, heritage, you know, the, you know, region was kind of up near Gary, Whiting,
right,
Chicago, Hammond. You know, that was the core.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of grown out. You know, the boundaries are kind of blurry, like, you know, but Valpo, LaPorte, Lowell, Michigan City, I mean, I think that's all region, and like, you know, everything in between. So I think it's interesting that, like, yeah, when you go up, you know, towards the lake in that area, you do kind of have your core region people who have, you know, been here for years and years and, you know, maybe worked at a steel mill or something like that. And, then you get out kind of in the, you know, the boundary areas, and you know, those people want to be part of the region too, because, you know, right. they identify with everybody that's here and kind of the values. And so yeah, it's kind of, you know, there's a core that's kind of radiated out. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure if 219 blends past where the time zone is, like the
six
counties that are the time zone. So, cause those people are really in no man's land.
Right. Right.
what is it? Newton and Jasper counties down south. Yeah. So they have nothing.
Well, yeah. And that's why I kind of, you know, didn't want to focus too much on any, you know, I don't want to focus too much on like, well, what is the region? You know,
right.
It's really just kind of this area. And if you identify with it, like,
right.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool. All right. Any last words?
No, just, keep rocking the region where, and repping, you know, represent the region, be proud of where you're from. And, yeah.
And not only when you're in the region, right? Take it outside
of
the region.
It's been really cool to see people, you know, I really like it when people tag me on Instagram or Facebook and show me like, oh man, I took my shirt out here, and, been getting some really, I got some from California. I got some people wearing it in Dominican Republic over spring break here. And
that's cool.
Colorado. So yeah, I wear my 219 wherever I go. And, you know, sometimes people ask you, oh, you know, 219, what is that? And you're like, oh, it's, you know, that's where I'm from. So right. Yeah. Yeah. Take it all over.
Conversation starter.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's amazing because you could be somewhere crazy and someone's like, oh, yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah. 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 Well, and I've run into that too, where, you know, I got a couple buddies in California who wore theirs and ran into somebody from Crown Point.
Yeah.
You know, they knew exactly what it was. So
that's cool. All right. Good luck on the business, and region proud.
Yeah, region proud.
All right. Good meeting you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Thanks.